You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network. Up with what's happening on the We Talk Radio Network by following us on our social media sites. You can get to know us better on all our social media platforms. It's a great way to learn about our radio shows, videos, blogs, community programs, events, and more. We'd love for you to connect with us. Find us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Get connected. Stay connected with We Talk Radio, We Talk Radio Network. Check us out at WeTalkRadio.com. Man, we talk, we listen, we make it happen.
Check this out. I never seen those before. I never seen those
before. So where did they come from?
I don't know. I never seen those.
Okay, all right. You love me?
Of course I love you. That's why we're here.
Do you love her?
There is no her.
Mine. Done.
Short and baby girl, you deserve a winner.
Every day the diamonds on you get bigger and bigger. Hustle from my heart so every night I can deliver. Saying sorry, laying up a way up in your liver. Red bottoms got you walking funny. Get you a agent, she ballin' and all she talk is money. Take her shopping, baby boy, ain't no salary cap. She get it poppin', so you better bring battery pack. Perfect time to relax. Nothing is perfect other than being a perfect match. They all watch me cause the moves I make out of they budget. Diamond district, six figures on my shorty nuts.
What?
Baby girl.
What?
Listen to me, listen to me. I done handled all that. That's behind us. I need you back here.
Are you sure?
I'm sorry.
Like, I need you to be serious this time.
I'm sorry. You hear me?
Okay.
I love you.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Always around, pulling me down in bed. Gave you my word, but they were just broken promises. Broken condoms, lipstick marks, and unprotected sex. Feel like shit, you know I ain't shit. Sorry, don't turn back the clock. Maybe I took advantage cause I knew.
Hey guys, you're tuned into
the Diamond Crew Podcast.
Brought to you by
Diamond Sound Productions.
And we are the Diamond Crew.
Yeah, I love what I do. Especially when I, you know.
You can do it whenever the fit, you won't.
Yeah, and then I see people that's so successful and they just.
Unhappy.
You know, they ain't unhappy, but they just, you know, doing the things that I'm really good at. You know, and my stuff sounds just like they stuff or better. Does that make any sense?
One day, sir.
One day is now.
So I just taught Pop how to reply to a message in a thread where it's multiple messages on iPhone. That was funny.
I know how to use my phone, though.
But you don't, though.
I know how to use most of it.
Are you trying to convince me or the people? Because I know the truth.
I'm not convincing nobody. I just know where I stand.
You had an Apple Watch on the other day, and you left your phone at home, and you did not know to turn your cellular service on your Apple Watch. So who got who in technology?
Well, no,
I got you, sir. I'll help you.
You're definitely better in technology. I'm just better at a bunch of other stuff.
I'm great at a bunch of other stuff too, so equally yoked.
That's probably why we're so good at what we do.
Good one.
Mm-hmm. But look, we turned up in here tonight. We turned
Hi,
up.
Hi, guys.
We turning it up in here tonight.
Hi, gals.
Mm-hmm. We got a beautiful show for y'all tonight.
Oh, yeah.
We about to rock out, man. It's on right now. I'm so excited. I'm so excited to be here. I'm so excited to be, that I got y'all listening, y'all tuning in. You know what I mean? Because we rocking out.
Thank you guys for tuning in.
I'm telling y'all right now, and if you already liked a little bit that you hear, I want y'all to do a few things for me. I want y'all to like. I want y'all to comment. I need y'all to comment for real. I need to tell you right now, I know that y'all tuned into the last podcast and y'all heard them vocals that she laid down, but I don't think that we're going to be able to let y'all in on that this week, but still tune in, you know, still enjoy the content, probably because Mrs. Neal had to visit the dentist. This week.
Oh, I did.
Oh. She had a blast. She been telling me about these dentist trips for the last, like, 3 weeks, 4 weeks. And I'm like, dang, did that really happen?
Yes, I was on a treatment plan.
You was on a treatment plan?
Mm-hmm. So we did one thing one day, another thing another day, until I finished the treatment plan, and now it's over, and now she got her money.
Mm. And she told you she was going to get all my money.
Mm-hmm. She said Mr. Neil is only coming because he want to see who's getting all his money.
Mm-hmm. You got to keep them choppers looking clean.
But then she put you on a treatment plan.
She did. She did, didn't she? Oh, actually, I got a meeting with her on Saturday.
She like 4 feet five and crazy, y'all. I love my dentist. She is everything.
She put you in a headlock.
Yes, with her little bitty self.
I'm talking about it looked like Rey Mysterio against the Andre the Giant. That's what it looked like in there. I'm sitting here like, what's going on?
She was like, how does the air taste up there? Is it different? Because she's so tiny compared to him.
But when it's time to throw down those tools and get up in your mouth and get up in your grill and get that thing proper, she really do her thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at first I was like, whoa, what's happening here, you know? But then she turned out a good smile. I feel like I got a beautiful smile. I'm going to be honest.
Mhm.
Mhm.
Yeah, she's awesome, and she definitely makes
me feel more at home. I said I got a beautiful smile, right?
You do have a beautiful smile, but y'all, he had way more cavities than me. I had one, and I'm not gonna say how many he had. So we just gonna leave it at that. And he been talking smack because I like candy sometimes. It's not all the time, but it's sometimes. And he be talking hella smack. And I was like, you know, I don't even have that many cavities because I brush 3 times a day and I floss after I eat everything. So, yeah. Who has the most cavities?
I did have the most cavities. But my counter to that is I also have more teeth.
Oh, here we go. I had 3 teeth. Okay, and
I like it like that.
Oh my gosh,
like
shut up. Not deal with you today.
I had 8 cavities and I needed a deep cleaning on my teeth, but the dentist said I had some really
low bone density ass having teeth.
Well, she said I had beautiful teeth. That's what she said, but maybe she said that because she wanted me to come back, but I think my teeth is okay. You know, I ain't smoked them. I got them all because I've been around some cats. You know, things. You know, smoke them babies.
I've seen some people like that too.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, what happened?
I ain't smoked my teeth.
Oh, my God. You know when I saw the most people who smoked their teeth?
What?
When I lived in Philadelphia.
Seen some teeth smoking.
There and
they
New Orleans.
But I mean, some places where I'm at right, you know, they got some, you know, smoke them babies. I'm telling you, you could just see somebody like, damn, Raylan, smoke that.
Your teeth wet.
But, you know, I don't really like to talk about people like that. Because everybody got their own lane. Everybody on their own wave. You know what I mean? So I don't really like to talk about people like that. You know what I mean? But say no to drugs. Say no to drugs. For sure. Because you only get one set of teeth, and I'm telling you right now, it is so expensive to get fake teeth. It's like $10,000, and the process is bananas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the process alone to get fake teeth could probably take about a year if you don't have no money.
Yeah, so that's too much.
Yeah, it's...
Take care of your teeth, ladies and gentlemen, and brush them, children.
Yep, for sure. Hey, look, first of all, I'm so happy y'all tuned in. I'm so happy y'all tuned in to the Diamond Crew podcast.
Ew.
Because guess what? In one more hour, it's my birthday. That's how close I work. That's how I live my dash. You know what I'm saying? Do you understand what that means? I hope y'all out there living y'all dash.
Uh-huh.
Y'all know what that is? That's the line between your birthday and your last day. So I need everybody to go ahead and live y'all dash.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one. I like that.
I like that too.
He turned up, y'all. He has to because my mouth hurt.
So I got to give y'all hotter, you know? I got to give y'all hotter because this is the Diamond Crew podcast. You know, we gonna go in every day. Every time it's time to record, these microphones stay hot. Mm-hmm. I told y'all, they stay hot. We going to burn them up.
So we're going to get into the Black Business of the Week. Mm-hmm. And the Black Business of the Week goes out to T. Smiley Productions. He is a black business owner out here in Texas, and he is doing his thing. If y'all don't know who he is, check him out at T. Smiley Productions. He is awesome, and he also works at We Talk Radio. So
T. Smiley, what up, bro? It's hotter, and we checking in. You know I dig you. You know I'm rocking with your camp. You know what I mean? I see what you got going over there. You know what I mean? So definitely shout out to T. Smiley Productions. Because he rocking with Diamond Sound Production and we rocking with him. I told y'all, look, we're going to shout out these black businesses of the week. We're going to shout them out because we want to put everybody on. Everybody got to be on game. Everybody got to be ready to go. You know what I mean? Everybody putting in the work, right?
Yep. And shout out to We Talk Radio mm-hmm. and everybody over at the radio station. I want you guys to know when their shows come on. So Monday night is Kia D Unplugged show at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Mm-hmm.
Tune in.
Yep.
Kia D be live, y'all. It's
five.
Everything. Wednesday is After the Lights Go Out at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Thursdays is the Diamond Crew podcast at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. Fridays is the Diamond Crew Kids, 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. And Friday is also a Friday Night Hype with DB at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Saturdays is T. Smiley Show, the Cave Radio Show, at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. And Saturday is also Ken and Rye Show at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. But this is only available June through August, so y'all go check them out. There's some great kids there. And Sunday is the Shine Lord Radio Show with Pastor Jeremy Glenn at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. And Sunday is also Brand New Day with Emily Blue and Deanne Lex at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time and the E-Man After Show at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Y'all go check these shows out, y'all. These people working hard and they doing their thing for y'all. And all y'all need to do is support them on all their social media networks and go show some love. Go let them know you tuned in and go take a listen.
Yeah, definitely. Tap in. Tap, tap, tap in. You know what I mean? These guys are working hard. They working extra hard. You know, so look, we want to make sure we show them support. We want to make sure that we show them love. We want to make sure that they know that you guys are tuning in.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's most important. We love to connect with our listeners here at Diamond Sound Production and also at We Talk Radio Network.
Okay, so what's your favorite new show on TV right now?
Wow. There's so many good shows right now. So Netflix is really killing the game. This is a really good show that I'm about to introduce y'all to. A lot of y'all probably already seen it. It's called Sex and Life. Yeah. Sex and Life is a really good show. It'll definitely have you contemplating. It'll definitely have you thinking. You know, y'all definitely need to go and check Sex and Life out. I would definitely like to tell you the story, but then there wouldn't be no reason to see the show. But even the visuals are outstanding. The visuals are really good. I got to give y'all a little bit of the tea, man. It's like, it was about a lady in her college days when she was,
a wild thing.
Yeah. She was slinging that cat all around the goddamn, all around the campus, you know? She was just slinging it, slinging it, slinging it.
Really? You're exaggerating.
No, I'm not. If you watch the show... That's exactly what happened. She was slinging that cat. She was sharing guys. She was sharing them. She was getting a thing. She was doing a thing, you know? And she ran into a guy who was a music producer. I think he was producing Jay-Z, if I remember right. And
yeah, nice cameo, Jay.
Yeah, I like that. That was Photoshop at its finest.
Jay-Z.
Am I right or wrong?
Right.
Photoshop. So y'all young cinematographers, you know, take heed because that thing was fire. But yeah, he was he put that meat up on her. He put that thing up on her, and he was doing it consistently and consecutively, and he was the pick, but he wasn't shit. But that's it, man. If y'all want to know the rest, y'all go see it, cause there's some. I don't really watch TV like that, so for that little show to keep my attention for, I think it was like 8 episodes. How many episodes was that?
I don't know. I just know the show was good.
It was
coming
good.
Coming from a film aspect.
Yeah, she watched
it. I could appreciate it differently.
Yeah, she watched it. She loved it. I loved it too, though. I ain't going to lie. It was a good show.
But episode 3, funny, y'all.
I'm going to let you tell that one.
I ain't
going
to tell
one.
It. I want y'all to go watch it. Episode 3, hilarious. But yeah. My favorite show on Netflix right now is a show called Fatherhood. It's a movie starring Kevin Hart. Excuse me. It's a movie starring Kevin Hart and Lil Rel Howery. It's funny. Super funny.
And you already know we are representing for the home team, so shout out to Kev.
Yeah.
Everything he is on is always great. You know, he does a great job. He's hilarious. And then when you add Lil Rel, he's a super good actor, and he keeps his beard gray like me. You know, so shout out to him. You know what I mean? What you call us? What are we? Silver foxes? Running around here with silver foxes.
So the next segment is called One Thing. So name one thing you can't go a day without doing.
I can't go a day without brushing my teeth.
One thing I can't go a day without doing is kissing my kids. Name one product you can't live without.
I can't live without deodorant.
That's a good one, especially when you live in Texas.
Super hot out here. Super, super hot.
I can't go without my face wash. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I can't go without my face wash either. That's another thing I probably take that you might not want me to take, but it helps my face out too.
Yeah, but stop leaving your hairs in all of my devices. That's when I know you wash your face with one of my either PMD or my Froyo. I always know. Because you leave them long-ass, straight-ass, strong-ass hair.
And they be gray most of the time.
Or yellow or red.
Yeah, like an Indian. But that's okay because that's our stuff. You know, you got to be able to share those things.
Mm-mm.
because those...
Get your own. You'll break my face out using my stuff. And I have to don it when you're done because it's microbial, but still, work with heavy equipment.
Good. And I got to leave my hair in there just like... You know,
get your own.
A woman leave her hair to let people know.
You said, I'm going to get my own.
No.
I went to get you one, and you was like, I'm going to get it.
I got to leave my trace. I got to leave my trace. You know what I mean? So you know when you wash your hair, oh, Ty's been here on my brush.
Wow.
But I'm going to be honest, though. I do really try to just get my face, but, you know, I have a really...
hairy face.
I got an Aki beard. What's up, Ak? And if you're from Philly, you know what I'm talking about. What's up, Ak? I got that Aki beard. You know what I mean? I got everything to the oils. You know what I mean? So it's going to be a little bit of hair in there, or I could just have a dirty face. And I'm going to just put my dirty face all over you. So what would you like? Would you like for me to have a clean face, or would you like for me to have a dirty face and I put my dirty face all over you?
I'm going to just buy you your own face brush, and that's going to solve it all.
I'm cool with that. That's the only way that it's going. That I'm gonna stop using yours if you buy my own, because I don't. I'm not gonna lie.
You ain't gonna never buy it.
I'm not gonna ever pull a trigger on it.
And you ain't gonna never buy face wash. You just gonna keep stealing mine.
Yeah.
That's the game. That's how the game goes.
I gotta keep my face looking good too. You think you're gonna just have the only good looking face around here? Nah, my face gotta be clean and good looking too.
You're funny.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So, what's your favorite food these days?
All right, you know I gotta represent for the home team. I'm gonna do a lot of that right now because that's just what it is. And I want me a really good. A really good Philly cheesesteak. And I want my first Philly cheesesteak to come from Max's, right there on Broad and Erie. I love their cheesesteaks. They just, they just do that corner right there is just. That's where the cheesesteak is at.
I just can't envision them smacking the meat on the bun with the mayo, salt, pepper, ketchup.
And the cheese. Y'all need to definitely get y'all a Philly cheesesteak. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I better not go get y'all one from Subway.
Leave pictures when you go get your cheesesteak. Leave me a picture on my face.
If you go to Max's or if you go to Bacano's.
On the bottom of this conversation. Yeah. I want to just see them. Because I can't have one.
That's right. You can't have one. Look, your reach ain't long enough.
Oh.
Your reach ain't long enough, but I definitely love to get me a Philly, an authentic Philly, like I said, from Pagano's. But there's probably a bunch of other places, you know what I mean, that we ain't really tapped into that probably got the bomb.com. You know, or is that too old? That was like an old.
You thing. Old.
She loves every time she can call me old.
So my favorite food is mashed potatoes right now because that's all I could eat after getting my wisdom tooth pulled. That's it. I've been on a lot of mash.
Yeah, I've been a lot. And soft foods.
Not talking to you, Siri.
Siri, you're going to have to run up a check. You keep jumping on my podcast like that. You know what I'm saying? You got to run up a check. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But
how do you like your shower temp?
Because
mine's got to be boiling hot. Damn near boiling your skin off.
Old piece of chicken in there.
Yep.
On max heat.
Call me a hot potato.
Uh-huh. I like mine on probably about 200 degrees. And if you don't get that, I'm going to put you on game.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
200 degrees is about where I like. 200 degrees is about where I like my temperature when I take a shower. And the reason why I say that is because if you look at a water heater, I think it goes up to like 225. And then other than that, it's boiling hot. And, Miss Missy over here, she had me had that thing to the max. You know, baby say, turn it up to the max.
It has to be. Let me have it. I can't take cold showers. I can't take lukewarm showers. It's just not me. Not happening. It ain't happening.
Now, I like my shower a little above lukewarm. You know,
that's ridiculous. Ain't nothing getting clean at that temperature.
No, I said I like it about 200 degrees. That's hot. You know, that's hot enough for me. But when I turn it up to 225, 230, and I come in there, and baby says, it just needs to be higher. I'm like, the dials ran out. I don't have no more dial.
Oh, my God.
Facts.
It's what it is. I don't even know how to explain it, but it got to be hot.
She like a shower at 275.
My pedicure, they go get boiling water in the tea kettle
mm-hmm.
to make it hotter.
Facts.
Because I be like, it's not hot enough.
Facts. I'm not putting my... Look, I know hot water is good for your feet, you know, but God, you know what I mean?
I don't know why.
I ain't making no hotter soup, you know what I mean? I don't... We ain't making soup here.
I'm done.
We're trying to knock the dirt off and we're trying to get back to it.
Oh,
fuck.
That's funny.
Mm.
Ooh, so y'all know Chick-fil-A has, they was having a chicken shortage. I think it's still going on. But they sauce shortage is over. So any of my Chick-fil-A fans out there, you can go to Chick-fil-A now and you don't have to order a small fry to get an extra Chick-fil-A sauce.
That's crazy that you had to do that.
Oh, I was so mad.
I was almost confused at it.
Well, like, I just wanted some damn fries.
You mean to tell me I got to buy more fries to get more sauce?
I only get one sauce with my large fry.
And if I want another one, I got to buy another small fry.
But I got to dip my Chick-fil-A with my sriracha sauce, so.
No, I understand. We are.
I need two.
The African-American culture, we love sauce. You know, we love condiments. You know, I think that, I'm going to be honest here. I think that my baby go a little overboard with the condiments. And if you listen to the kids' podcast, they'll tell you the same. She go a little bit overboard with these condiments. You know.
I do.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but I do. Like, sometimes I be in the mood for ranch sauce, and then I'm in the mood for another sauce, and then sweet and sour at the same time. So I got to have multiple choices with my sauces. I do love sauce.
So I'm going to tell you right now, a rule of thumb for me is I'm not trying to, like, dip transfer sauces. Like, well, this sauce got to stay in this one, and this sauce got to stay in this one. You know what I mean? And then when I bite the chicken, I'm biting the whole piece of sauce off, so I'm not transferring that sauce into the other dip.
I got to dip the sriracha in the Chick-fil-A sauce. It's no other way.
I'm not doing that. It just seems like...
You got to have spicy.
I guess.
Mm.
That's just not the way my brain works, I guess.
I know. I like sweet and salty things.
But that's funny, though.
That is funny.
Shout out to all the people... Now this is, and then we're gonna move on. But shout out to all the people who stand outside of these drive-thrus and they let people know. That's the sauce shortage.
Cause they be so bent.
Yo,
like,
yo, he was so happy to tell me like, oh no, bro.
You can order what you want.
How many sauces you want? I'm like, what?
I was like, do I have to order another small fry to get a second sauce? And he was like, he had to. Let us know, and he was excited.
Well, shout out to you, my brother.
Because I was in agony. That was annoying, ordering all them extra fries or an extra nugget just to get a sauce. Damn. Why I got to pay for one nugget to get a sauce?
I'm telling you.
And how the hell did they develop a sauce shortage?
That's inflation. Man, you funny as shit.
Inflation
tonight.
Is killing the game right now.
You made me tear up.
Because I don't get it. That shit had me mad. And, you know, another motherfucking thing. Ooh, you know, another thing. Chick-fil-A, man, y'all be having me fucked up. Why the hell y'all took away the large milkshake?
Oh, they did.
Oh! The small is not enough. Like, it be just enough to piss you off that you ain't got more. I haven't been going lately. They've been making me mad. Like, who gets rid of the large option of the milkshake? We ain't kids
y'all.
Here.
If y'all
we ain't kids.
Yo, it's my birthday, so I'm turned up right now. But I'm telling you right now, if you don't get that thing right, I'm giving it back. I'm pushing it back through the window.
Yo.
Because she gonna say, I don't want it. Give it back.
I'm glad he learned.
And I'm giving it back to
15
you
years later.
Hey.
He don't want to get big.
You can put some more cookies in this. Put some more cookies in this, or we don't want it. That's how you got to yell back, because they give it to you and they run back.
They
the door
do.
Like,
they be running. That's funny.
Come give me some more cookies.
And they act like you don't want to pay for the extra fucking cookies. Like, what is 30 cents? What's 60 cents? If I'm asking for extra cookies, put my damn cookies in there. I just got my tooth pulled, and milk was the only thing that I could eat. So you're going to give me some damn cookies to suck on. Shit.
You hear that?
Chick-fil-A had me hot the other day. I ain't go back. And I realized that's why I haven't been going back. Because they've been doing some nut-ass shit lately.
They have. They made the thing small. They got rid of the large.
Cut the large.
They ain't giving out the cookies like they supposed to. I'm paying for the extra cookies. If you want me to pay, yes, the
you
extra
pay for
I'm paying.
Set?
I'm
like, I already paid for extra cookies. Give me some cookies.
Right.
They can't be playing with people's meal when that's the only meal of the day. Because I can't eat nothing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You got me fucked up tonight. You got me bent, Tiff. You funny.
Mika wanted to discuss this topic, and funny, y'all.
And we told y'all, if y'all have topics,
let us know.
We're going to address them. So
Mika's topic is, why can't women lay eggs and have men carry the babies like penguins do? Y'all, she tired of being pregnant.
So shout out to all the mothers. Shout out to all the women who are pregnant currently.
Shout out to y'all.
Especially after this pandemic. So y'all definitely doing some special things.
Yes. Shout out to baby mama Miko.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Hang in there.
I don't really have an answer for that because I ain't carrying no baby. You know what I mean? I just can't.
Would you be celibate? Celibate.
What do you mean?
Would you, if you had to carry babies, would you? If the male species
if I had no choice. If I had to, yeah, and that was the only means of reproduction.
Oh, my God.
I would do it. I would do it because, you know, I'm going to want some little me's, you know, some robot us's, you know.
Shout out to the pregnant women.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do it again.
Definitely. I commend women on that aspect for sure because I have watched two kids.
Too many.
We're too many, but definitely I have watched exclusively two kids, you know, come out and I think both times I almost passed out, you know, because it was just like, whoa, you know, it was mind blowing. So shout out to y'all. Shout out to all the women. It's definitely
no drugs.
It's a special thing that y'all do for this world, you know.
Had that thing natural.
Mm-hmm.
Not my son, but my daughter.
That's right.
Maybe that's why she crazy and act just like her father.
Oh, wait a minute.
That's your twin. She's my twin by faith. But behavior, mental, and everything else, that's his child.
Ain't that crazy how that happened? It's like, you know, I had a boy and a girl, and what they say a boy and a girl is a rich man's family. Is that what they say? So I have a rich man's family, you know, and I love my family, but it's crazy how my daughter take more after me and my crazy self, and my son take after his mom. He like a mama's boy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we're going to keep it 100. We're going to keep
he
it a
He got her, your hair. He got my hair. He got my mama ears, my mama eyes. Mm-hmm. Like, she got his eyebrows. They both got his hands. It's ridiculous. And she act just like him. Like, it's ridiculous. I could hear her right now talking some, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
But they both do that.
Huh?
They both do that. They both feel like that's something that I say a lot. I don't ever even say that.
You say it all the time.
Like, I don't even remember saying that, like, more than maybe 3 times.
That's crazy because you be ignoring them. In you doing something, and then when you want to tune in, you hit them with a huh, because you ain't hear nothing they said. So they know that means start all over. He ain't catch none of that. They know what it means. They know you busy.
Maybe if I don't do that no more, then they probably think I'm always listening.
Yeah, absolutely.
I got to change the game one time.
Nah, but then you're going to miss shit.
I don't think I'm going to miss it. They still going to tell me.
Oh, yeah.
Regardless. And they're going to keep telling me, even if I don't even listen, they still tell me. It's just, I guess you're right, it's just if I'm going to tune in or not.
Yeah.
You know? But I try to tune in as much as possible
because
we got to change the way they think. It's up to us to change the way they think.
All.
You know?
Yeah.
And the devil is working, and he working every day, you know? So we got to make sure that we are present in these kids' lives. You know, coming from somebody who, you know, didn't have no parents in his lives, I definitely know how important it is to be present in your kids' lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I be listening to everything. They be like, how did you hear that? Like, I be doing 15 things and be like, I heard everything you said. Done.
Yep.
They try and get away with stuff, but not with me.
Mm-mm.
They know they can get away with it with you.
They think that. But when they got to deal with me, they don't really want to.
No, TJ earlier, he put his hands up. He said, I don't want it. I don't want that smoke.
They don't
want
to deal with me. I mean, you know, I don't do nothing, but I definitely, you know, I'm definitely stern with them, you know. I let them know that I'm not playing.
They don't even play with you.
Nah, they definitely don't play with me because they know. They know.
But your daughter will box with you.
She will. Yo, and she hit pretty hard.
Oh,
you know?
She's so strong.
We about to put her in boxing class too,
mm-hmm.
You know, because that's all she want to do is just box stuff. I remember we went to the Endorphin Factory. Shout out to the Endorphin Factory. And the first thing she want to go over there and do is hit Ivan. And Ivan is a little kickboxing dummy. I'm like, you want to go right over to Ivan and punch his lights out.
Funny.
That's what she do, though, man. TJ, if you listen to the podcast, TJ lets you know what's up.
Yeah. I'm off limit this week, so it's killing her that she can't kiss my face this week. So she been harassing you. And I'm sorry that you're getting my residual effects, but it's good. Because even in your sleep, she was kissing you. Like, she can't press play on your music when your rain sounds went off.
Mm.
She hit play, and she snuck in a kiss.
Really?
Like, she's so funny.
Last podcast, they said when I sleep, I'll be spitting. So I must not have been spitting.
Don't go chasing waterfalls.
I like that song.
All right, y'all. So thank y'all for tuning in. And check us out next week, Thursday at 4 p.m. on WeTalkRadio.com. Or check us out on any of your major streaming networks.
We out. What up?
You're back now at the Jack Off Hour. This is DJ Easy Dick. I'm going to go right now. Something new by Snoop Doggy Dogg. And this one goes out to the ladies from all the guys. A big bow wow wow. Because we're going to make it a little mystery here tonight. This is DJ Easy Dick on the station that slaps you across your fat ass with a fat dick.
When I met you last night, baby, before you opened up your gap, I had respect for your lady, but now I take it all back, 'cause you gave me all your pussy. My fault. Leave your number on the cabinet, and I promise, baby, I'll give you a call next time I'm feeling kinda horny. You can come on over, and I'll break you off. And if you can't fuck that day, baby, just lay back and open your mouth. Corrupt, gave a fuck about a bitch, I'd always be broke. I never have no motherfucking endo to smoke. I get sloped and loony. Bitch, you can't do me. Do we look like BBD? You hoochie groovy. I have no love for hoes. That's something that I learned in the pound. So how the fuck am I supposed to pay this hoe? Just the latest hoe. I know the pussy's minds. I'ma fuck a couple more times and then I'm through with it. There's nothing else to do with it. Pass it to the homie, now you hit it. 'Cause she ain't nothing but a bitch to me. And y'all know that bitches ain't shit to me. I give some fuck. Why don't y'all pay attention? Approach her with a different proposition. I'm corrupt, ho. You'll never be my only one. Trick ass bitch. In the motherfucking house with a fat dick for your motherfucking mouth. Hoes recognize, niggas do too. 'Cause when bitches get scandalous and pull a voodoo, what you gon' do? You really don't know. So I'd advise you not to trust that hoe. Silly of me to fall in love with a bitch, knowing damn well I'm too caught up with my grip. Now as the sun rotates and my game grows bigger, how many bitches wanna fuck this nigga named Snoop Doggy? I'm all the above. I'm too swift on my toes to get caught up with you hoes. But see, it ain't no fun if my homies can't get a taste of it, cause you know I don't love it. Woo!
Hey, now you know, inhale, exhale with my flow. One for the money, two for the bitches, three to get ready, and four to hit the switches in my Chevy. 6-4 red to be exact, with bitches on my side and bitches on my back. So back up, bitch, because I'm struggling. Just get on your knees and then start juggling these motherfucking nuts in your mouth. It's me, Warren G, the nigga with the clout. Woo!
Are you an adrenaline junkie? Have you ever wanted to throw an axe, try your hand at archery, or just smash a bunch of stuff to smithereens?
Oh.
Then come embrace the rush at Endorphin Factory, the number one demolition room in Texas. Family owned and action packed. Our factory is your playground. Blow off steam in our state-of-the-art demolition rooms. Hit bullseyes on our interactive archery targets, or just grab an axe and start throwing. Whatever creative outlet you choose, you're sure to have a smashing good time. Come release your stress and book your next rage room experience at Endorphin Factory for the thrill of a lifetime. Book your appointment today at EndorphinFactoryUSA.com.
It's your girl, your pal, your gal. Anyways, Destiny Brown. Y'all may know me from a little show called The Ken and Rye Show. You know, I'm Destiny, the producer on there, and I've loved doing it for so many years. Me and the We Talk Radio team, we were talking, and they were like, Destiny, you need your own show. We named the show Friday Night Hype with DB, and I'm so excited. We're going to be talking about hot topics, what's going on in the world, what's going on in pop culture, what's going on, you know, in our personal lives, you know, maybe be, you know, spilling a little bit of tea. The tea run is over. Relationships, you know, boys, gals, the whole bit, you know, college, jobs, finding a big girl job, having a hot girl summer or a holy girl summer, you know, whatever you want to do. It's more of a, you know, a fresh vibe, very mature vibe. You know, I just turned 21. Friday Night Hype with me, your girl DB, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Join me. We're going to have a great time. We in this thing.
We Talk Radio Network is the fastest growing online talk and music radio station, broadcasting the highest quality shows available on the web. We talk, we listen, we take action. Using our unique services to inform, inspire, entertain, educate, and connect our diverse audience to the global marketplace. Over 15 personalities make up the 11 shows that broadcast to over 100,000 listeners around the globe. Currently, we are streaming on WeTalkRadio.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. We have something for everyone. Tune in at WeTalkRadio.com.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.